I've confronted hundreds of men over two decades.
I have been in television for 24 years.
I just came to get something to eat.
And I have very seldom been at a loss for words.
I just came to get something to eat.
Men online looking for children to sexually assault.
What's the motive here? Explain it to me.
No, you're right. It's stupid.
It's an illegal thing.
Yeah, I know. I did a stupid thing.
Men from all walks of life. A doctor, a teacher, a clergyman.
You sent pornographic pictures through the mail. Okay, that's a federal offense right there.
You know I'm in trouble, and I know I'm in trouble.
I tried to get into their heads and understand why.
What pizza do we have tonight?
I want to know who you are.
I want to know a little bit more about you first.
Can I eat first?
Sure, go ahead. Let's see if any of this sounds familiar while you enjoy your pizza.
And ultimately, make sure they face justice.
You ask her if she's a virgin.
I ask everybody all kinds of stuff. It's just talk.
You ask her if she's horny.
What's wrong with that?
You ask if she does anal.
It's a question.
Who are they? Have they tried to prey on other children? And where are they now? These are the predators I've caught. I'm Chris Hansen.
The internet, social media, dating, and rideshare apps all make life so convenient and fun.
Swiping to meet up with someone new has become part of our daily lives.
It's also how many unsuspecting people have ended up dead. I'm Courtney Bell.
And I'm Jillian Lee Garner, and we're the co-hosts of the true crime podcast, I Met My Murderer Online.
In each episode, we share a true story of one such deadly online connection and hopefully how you can avoid it. We hear from all who were involved in the case, the investigators.
They discovered a victim inside the house.
Victims' family members.
Right now, it doesn't feel like life can ever be joyful again.
And sometimes, even the murderer themselves.
You have to decide, okay, what are you willing to do here? Are you willing to kill these people?
If you're a fan of true crime, then you have to listen to season 2 of I Met My Murderer Online on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You know, I wonder sometimes, looking back at some of the predators I've caught, if I had caught them in the current environment, with immigration being such an issue, with concern over citizens from other countries coming to this country legally and committing crimes, if some of these cases would have been viewed more seriously by the courts. Now, that's not to say they weren't considered by immigration officials if one of the predators was from another country. They were. And in fact, some of them, at least a handful that I can think of, have been deported. And one of those is Juan Carlos Gutierrez. Juan Carlos, Carlos as I called him in my discussion with him, was one of a couple dozen predators who surfaced in Petaluma, California. And Petaluma has been on my mind recently. It first got on my radar when I was a rookie correspondent for NBC News. Back then, the show was Now, which was anchored by Tom Brokaw and Katie Couric, and I was one of the correspondents. And one of the breaking stories I covered was the kidnap and murder of Polly Klass. Young girl was having a sleepover party at her mom's house and vanished. Someone came in through a window, tied up the other girls at the party, and kidnapped Polly Klass. Shocking story. How could this happen in a nice community like Petaluma? How could somebody just brazenly walk in off the street and grab a young girl? Polly was sadly later found dead. I interviewed her father, Mark Klass, who's become a child safety advocate of some note. Wonderful guy. Got to be friendly with him. And have kept in touch on and off through the years. But when we were doing the original To Catch a Predator episode, I wanted to go back to Petaluma. It was an area we hadn't been in before for an investigation, but it was also, in a way, kind of a homage to Polyclass and Mark Class to go back there and go after predators in that area. And it was a very successful operation. The Polyclass story was back in the news this week. Richard Allen Davis, the convicted killer, was sentenced to death. This crime taking place back in 1993, before California got rid of the death penalty. And he has appealed to get off of death row and just be in prison for life. And it got me thinking about Petaluma again. And so we decided to take a look at one of the Petaluma cases. Juan Carlos Gutierrez thought he was pretty crafty when he met me. He's 23 years old, from Venezuela. But he was very obvious in the chat as to what he wanted to do with a 13-year-old girl named Kira. Kira was online under the screen name Kira Girls. She was actually a volunteer with the online watchdog group Perverted Justice. Juan Carlos went by the screen name El Chiva 8395020. Hi, he says. What part of Cali are you in? 707, she says. That's the area code for Petaluma, or it was at the time. Decoy asks, ASL 23, says El Chiva 8395020. Male. San Jose, Cali. Cool. 13, female. Right off the bat, seconds into the online conversation, 13, female. You're 13, he asks. Yeah, so? It's all good. He asks for pictures. Is the only picture you have? Talking about the one on her profile. No, I got more on MySpace. Link is in my pro, meaning profile. He asks where 707 is. North San Francisco, she says. I see. So what do you like to do? You like having fun? Kira Girls says she likes to hang out, shop, swim, dance. Yeah, everyone likes fun, she says. And here he is. Literally 5 minutes and 4 seconds into the chat. Are you a virgin? Yeah, I'm a virgin, but I've done stuff before. Like what, he asks. Kissing and touching and stuff like that. Kissing what? All over, she says. Have you ever sucked some cock? Wow, what a charming fella Juan Carlos is. Yeah, one time, she says. Your boyfriend? He asks. Yeah, he was my boyfriend. He was. Yeah, so? So how come you never had a dick in your pussy? Jeez. I mean, he should go to jail just for saying that to someone who identifies themselves as a 13-year-old girl. I mean, that's it right there. I don't know. Would you like to? Maybe if I had a good boyfriend. Like how good? Oh, like a nice guy who liked me. I see. Would you do anything for him? I don't know. Depends on the guy. Are you looking? Maybe, she says. Look at my picture and tell me if I could be your boyfriend. You're cute, she says. So, do I have a chance? Yeah, if you're nice. Can I come over? He ultimately asks. No, I don't even know you that good. Maybe when I get to know you really good, but not right now. I just met you. How could I meet you? Now, when a decoy plays hard to get, and we see this all the time, up to and including the recent investigations, when the decoys play a little bit hard to get, it just makes the predator want them more. I got to get to know you first, then we can meet up, maybe in a couple weeks. Can I have your phone? No, my parents would kill me, but if you want to talk on the phone, I can call you. He says you want to go out for a movie, and then right away, but it's okay with you that I love having sex. Is that okay with you? Yeah, it's okay. LOL, I don't care. Now, at this point in the chat, you have to wonder, okay, maybe because Juan Carlos is from Venezuela. Maybe there could be something lost in translation here. Maybe he doesn't know a lot of English words. Maybe he's using some sort of online translator. Maybe because his grasp of the English language isn't great. You know, he only knows these crass terms. But no. No, you'll see and hear in a minute here that he speaks English pretty darn well. But there's no foreplay in the chat, so it's okay that I want to fuck you hard, he says. There's a break. Decoy doesn't even respond to that. There's another conversation. Your pictures got me hard. And just so you know, the photo Perverted Justice used was unmistakably young and especially childish. So anybody who would say that about a picture like this is truly predatory, a pedophile. Do you really want to have sex with me, or are you just playing with me? I do. Do you? I do, he says. Do you? Yeah, but I don't want to get pregnant. So you can bring something. Like what? Condoms, duh, LOL. Yes, okay. Where are we going to meet, he wants to know. Who takes your pictures? He's got a lot of questions, this Juan Carlos. I take my pics. So, in your house? Yeah, if you want. Be better that way, she says. It's safe in your house? Yeah, it's safe. I wouldn't ask you to come if it wasn't. Your parents are going to be working? Dad is going to be working. Mom goes to visit grandma on weekends. So, are you ready for me, he asks. Yeah. Do you have more pics, she asks. I have some pictures of my cock. He goes on, Juan Carlos does, to send 12 pictures of his penis. 12. And then asks, can you send me some pictures of your body? Please, baby. I don't have any, she says. Take some for me, baby. I don't have a digicam. I want to see how you look before I go. Very demanding. 12 pictures of his penis, he sends. So you would like to suck my cock? I want to fuck you so hard, for you to suck my cock, for me to lick your pussy. Have you ever had your pussy licked? Yeah, one time. By who? My ex-BF. Boyfriend. So you got that far, but did not fuck. Yeah, why not? I don't know. You must be very wet and ready to get fucked. See, this is where I just think that, you know, at the time, going through the transcripts, you know, does this guy even know what he's saying? Is it, it's crude. But oh, he knew. Sure did. He sends his phone number. There's talk about the following weekend for a visit. And there's a chat. Phone call.
Hello?
Oh, hey.
Stacy?
Yeah, that is it. Oh, you have a beautiful voice.
Oh, thank you.
No problem.
Oh, his English is just fine. Oh, you have a beautiful voice, he says.
What are you doing?
I'm calling you.
Really?
What are you
is
doing?
That right? Nothing. Just getting off of work.
What's that noise I hear?
That's a train.
There's a noise in the background. Apparently, he's near some train tracks.
Are you outside?
Yeah, I'm outside.
How come?
What do you mean? Well, I don't. It's hot inside.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's too hot. And then talking to you, it's more hot.
What a clever turn of phrase. He's outside because it's so hot inside. And he's even hotter now because, well, you heard it. She's so hot.
More about this predator I've caught in a moment.
I think it's more hot.
You're funny.
I'm funny. Mm-hmm.
I like your voice.
Huh?
I like your voice.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, I hope you like other things, too.
Oh, he turns the conversation right into sex, all right. I hope you like other things.
Not just my voice.
I will.
You will?
I will.
What do you like from me so far?
Can you imagine what goes on in a guy's mind knowing he's talking to a 13-year-old girl? Then he says, what else do you like about me? Now, he's already sent a dozen pictures of his penis. He's had a sexually charged conversation, a crude conversation with this child. And now he's talking to her on the phone, egotistically asking what else she likes about him. She's 13, Juan Carlos.
I can't talk very long.
Why?
Because my mom's here and my dad, and I don't want to get in trouble, so.
So, are you sure we can be able to be on your plane?
Yeah, I just can't talk very long right now because they're here. I'm in the bathroom hiding.
And just to drive the point home, right, over and over and over again, my mom and dad are here. I really can't talk now. And his concern? Is it still going to be okay if we meet at your place so we have sex? Little Miss 13-year-old girl?
But I can't talk very long.
Okay, no problem.
Can I talk to you online?
When will you be alone so you can call me?
I don't know.
You don't know?
I gotta go check and see what's going on. But I better go, okay? Because I have somebody coming.
I would like to talk to you.
Okay.
Bye.
Now, the decoy during this investigation, the one who's chatting, obviously has a lot going on. So they don't want to spend a lot of time, if they don't have to, on the phone with a predator. And if the chat is where most of the disturbing, illegal conversation takes place, it's easier to log and create evidence for the police department. We were working with the Petaluma Police Department, Sonoma County Sheriffs, on this particular investigation. So they hang up and they get back online. I want to see you now, he says. Sorry, but you can next weekend. You never told me what you do for work, she says. Car dealer. Okay, that's cool. Why did you go? Hi, baby, he's back. Are you in here? Yeah, what happened? My computer sucks. I'm sorry. When do you get off work? 7 p.m., he says. Why? Was just asking. Some more chit-chat. How was your day? She's 13. How do you think her day was? Then he's going to list off the things he wants this child to do to him. First, you start sucking my cock. Okay. Is that cool with you? Yeah. Get my cock nice and wet. I play with your pussy. Got it. Lick your pussy. Okay, I think we get the point. And it goes on. Then he talks about how he wants to, quote, ass fuck her. I want to come all over your face, he says. Baby, so next week if I go, we are really going to fuck? He really wants to guarantee his pleasure. The rape of a child. I don't want to go all the way over there for nothing. I want you to be sure because I want to be with you so bad. I want to do it all over your house. I'm going to fuck you lots of times, he says. You get the point. And so, before too long, here comes Juan Carlos Gutierrez, 23 years old, walks up the driveway of our beautiful upper middle class Sting House in Petaluma, California. Through the garage and into the backyard, adorned with a bar, some outdoor lights, a hot tub. Pretty sweet setup for a predator. And here we go.
He's way late. He should have been here an hour ago.
Oh, and one other thing. He's about an hour late.
Oh, hey, you made it.
Yeah, how you doing?
Good, how are you? Hey, take a seat.
He's wearing jeans and a white shirt, throws his arms open like he wants a big hug. And he's approaching our on-site decoy. in Petaluma. She asks him to take a seat at the bar.
I just made some frozen lemonade. Pour me a glass.
She's made some frozen lemonade and asks him to pour her a glass. She's going to run inside just for a minute.
Take a seat.
You sure?
Yeah, I'll be just out in a minute.
Can I see you?
I'll be out in a minute, she says. Can I see you? He saw her once. And guess who he's going to see now? Me.
You can see me.
Oh, hi.
Hi, how are you? Why don't you have a seat right over there?
No problem.
He's compliant. Cooperative. A little sheepish. It's unclear if he knows who I am.
What are you up to?
Nothing. Just come and see how she looks.
Nothing. Just came here to see how she looks.
Would you take a look and show me where it says 1415?
13.
13. There we go.
Yeah, okay. There we go.
Yeah, yeah. Memory's better now.
Yeah.
He's confused about her age, but I let him take a look at the transcripts as a refresher.
Now, do you remember sending all this stuff to her?
Yes, I do.
Then I show him a copy of the pictures he sent, all 12 of them of his penis, sent them to this 13-year-old girl.
And why did you think that was a good idea, a smart thing to do?
Actually, I don't know. Just, I didn't have no idea. I'm 18, to be honest.
You're 18.
Then he tries to tell me he's 18 as if that would be any better. It's not going that well for Juan Carlos.
That's not what you said online.
I probably said 23, right?
You did.
No, I'm 18.
He's going to tell me he realizes he said 23 online, but he's really 18. Juan Carlos, not going to fly.
And why would you say 23 there and tell me 18?
I thought they like older guys. I don't know.
Yeah, can I see your driver's license?
I actually don't have one.
So I'm thinking, what better way to clear up this confusion over Juan Carlos's age than to actually ask him for his driver's license? And we can both look together and confirm the age. Wow. In another turn of events, unbelievable, really, Juan Carlos says he doesn't have a driver's license. So how did he get there then? He initially says that his friend Ramon drove him. Then he had to run off and do some other stuff.
He says his friend Ramon dropped him off.
And where's Ramon now?
He said he was going to go to the round table.
The round table.
Yeah.
The problem with that, Juan Carlos, is that we already know and have seen, with our hidden cameras, you pull up in your car, get out, and walk up our driveway.
Now, what kind of car do you have?
I have a 96 Honda Prelude.
Okay, and you didn't drive that car here and park it down the street?
Okay, yes, I did.
Oh, you did?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay, yes, I did. There you go. Suddenly, Juan Carlos is getting his memory back.
And so you really do have a driver's license, huh?
No, I don't. Suspend it.
It's suspended?
Yes.
I see. Okay.
Yeah.
So you just drove over here anyway, even though you have a suspended license?
No, I just was curious how she looked.
How she looked?
Yeah.
And what were you going to do with the girl?
Actually, I was kind of nervous. I was just going to talk to her. That's it.
Nervous and just talk.
Yeah.
But it's okay with you that I love having sex. It's okay that I want to blank you hard.
Yes, that's right.
He wasn't that nervous online with all that sex talk I shared with you earlier. I confront him with some of it.
You don't think you would have tried to have sex with a girl?
Well, I don't know, honestly.
Well, wait, what? I wouldn't have done it. I just came to see how she looked. Then, after being confronted with all the sex chat, fuck you hard and all that, he said, man, you know, maybe.
Do you see a problem with what you're doing here tonight?
Yes, I do.
And what's the problem, Carlos?
She's underage.
She's underage?
Yes, definitely.
It looks like you came here to take advantage of this girl.
Yeah, that's the way it looks, yes.
Yeah.
If what you've heard shocks you so far, join us back in a moment.
It's shocking how some of these guys can be so casual about it all when confronted. Like, okay, if I act like it's not a big deal, it won't be a big deal. Same thing happened a couple weeks ago in Alabama. The latest sting operations, predator stings. Oh, I wasn't going to do anything. I just came over here to check on her, to chat with her. I couldn't have gone through with it. There's one excuse in an upcoming episode. It's going to blow your mind. Anyway, back to Juan Carlos. His story is starting to unravel.
Do you have a little problem being addicted to the internet?
Actually, yes.
Yeah?
I just love talking. I don't know.
Love talking.
Yeah.
Well, you love talking here, that's for sure.
Yes, yeah. That's right. Yeah, that's my problem.
Give Carlos a little out. Ask him if maybe he's got a problem, an addiction to chatting online. And now it's time to tell Juan Carlos exactly who I am.
I got to tell you something, because I am Chris Hansen with Dateline NBC, and we're doing a story on adults meeting teens online for sex.
Wow, TV? That's crazy.
Wow, TV, that's crazy. This is, of course, the part where my crew comes out, microphones and cameras. He seems almost excited that he's going to be on television.
Yeah. I never thought this would happen, and obviously it's never going to happen again. Shake your hand, and I'm very sorry.
He gets up. Half excited, half nervous, promises me that this will never happen again, and he gets ready to leave. It's almost like he acts as if he were on a game show or something and he didn't know the right answer. He's spun the wheel all right. Big loser.
I'm totally so scared, but have a great night.
Okay.
So I can just walk out? No problem.
On your way?
Thank you.
Now, at this point, Juan Carlos is thinking, this is not great, but I'm free. I'm out of here. In the wind. Well, that relief is going to last Carlos about 12 steps and 6 to 8 seconds.
Get out right now. Down
on the floor of our garage, Juan Carlos is taken into custody and taken away to the interrogation center to speak to a detective.
Do you know if it's a crime that you to have sex with a girl that's 13 years old?
Yes, sir.
And he gives it right up. Yes, sir.
You knew it was a crime to do that? Then why'd you come here?
I was stupid.
You were stupid?
I was stupid, he tells the detective. Stupid is not a good defense, son.
You knew that you were going to come up here and have sex with a 13-year-old, huh? A nice, exciting 13-year-old girl. That's what was going to happen, huh?
That's what, yes.
Juan Carlos is charged with two felonies, one for sending the pictures and the other with attempted lewd and lascivious acts with a child under 14. Juan Carlos is put in the county jail. Bond was set at a pretty high level. Ultimately, he pleaded no contest to the attempted lewd and lascivious acts with a child under 14 charge and was sentenced to 9 months in jail, 3 years probation, and registration as a sex offender. So as best as we can tell, and we went through the court records, Juan Carlos was released in April of 2007. The sting was August of 2006. But he violated probation like 5 months later for failure to report to his probation officer. So he's on the lam for like 2 years, and it might have been because ICE immigration investigators were looking for him to deport him. But he stays free for 2 years. Now, we don't know what he does in this period of time. We don't know if he's gotten into trouble. There is no criminal history that we can find indicating that. But in December of 2009, they pop him again. He's taken into custody. And he does another year until he gets out and is arrested yet again by ICE agents. And finally, in April of 2011, is deported to Venezuela, the country where he was a citizen at the time. We were unable to find any information on what Juan Carlos has been doing for the last several years in Venezuela, or if in fact he is still there. We do not believe and have found no evidence that he's back in the United States. But if you know Juan Carlos Gutierrez, who's back here in this country from Venezuela, please tell him Chris Hansen would like to have another chat. Let me know. He'd be about 40 years old. More of our story in a moment. As you know, I like to hear from you. And this week's question comes from Saray in Kansas City, Missouri.
Hey, Chris, this is Saray from Kansas City, Missouri. I just wanted to say thank you so much for all of the hard work you've been putting into these investigations to protect our community and our kids. Love the podcast. Ever since I found out about it, I've been binging every single episode. I have two questions for you today. So the first one is, what websites are you using nowadays? I know that previously you used like AOL chat rooms, stuff like that. And it's been on my mind ever since I started listening to the podcast. If you can disclose that information, what sorts of websites are you using? There is a plethora of different social medias and sites that these kids can go to and have more access to now. So I was just wondering that. And then the second one is, what happens to the predators that don't show up to the stings, that don't offer to show up or anything like that? They don't plan on meeting these kids, but they're still committing these felonies with your decoys. Do you know what happens to those people, if anything at all? Again, thank you so, so much for all that you do. Keep recording. I will keep listening. Don't worry. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Saray. Excellent questions. You're right. There is a plethora of social media platforms upon which adults can approach children. The short answer to your question is a lot of them, virtually all of them, can be used, these social media platforms, by adults to approach children. It happens on Instagram. It happens on Facebook. It happens on some of the more obscure sites, some of the dating sites, even some of the sites where you're supposed to be 18 or 19 years old. There is very little to prevent a child, a curious child, from going on one of those sites. And so, depending on what jurisdiction we're in, the decoys who work for law enforcement use them all. It was in some ways easier back when we caught Juan Carlos Gutierrez in August of 2006, because the vast majority of this activity, or at least the vast majority of the activity we found, was taking place in chat rooms on AOL and Yahoo, some MySpace. Well, there's been an explosion and the number of sites. And in most cases, it's a pretty quick chat there, Saray. And then it moves over to texting. And so it becomes a little more challenging to track it. There's more activity than ever before, but it's more diffuse. It's spread out. And so our job has become more challenging, just as the job of law enforcement. Now, in terms of what happens when a predator has an explicit chat but doesn't show up, it depends on where we are and how graphic the chat is. In some jurisdictions, law enforcement will go out and arrest these guys because of the crime in that area takes place, in most areas really, it takes place when the adult tries to solicit the child for sex. Sometimes the guy will have the chat, not show up, but will surface in a subsequent investigation and show up in that case. In the case of Juan Carlos Gutierrez, he actually had a chat with another perverted justice decoy prior to showing up in this investigation. So the reality is that if they're not caught, if they don't show up, the nature of this crime, the addictive nature of it, would suggest that these guys are going to keep chatting until they can't resist showing up to try to fulfill their fantasy of having sex with a child. And I would venture to say that happens more often than not. These guys may start chatting. That may get them off in the beginning. That may fulfill their fantasy. But at some point, the vast majority of these predators will get in the car, get on a bus, take public transportation, ride share, whatever, and they'll come to the house because they'll finally fulfill that fantasy. You can find me all over social media, Instagram, official Chris Hansen, X at Chris Hansen, TikTok, have a seat with Chris Hansen, Cameo, should you desire, and on True Blue, my streaming crime network, TRUBLU, watch trueblue.com for details. New Predator Investigations, we call them Takedown with Chris Hansen. We're just back from Alabama, Blount County. The latest episode you can watch. The next episode, the one that'll drop this week, has something I've never seen or heard before in a Predator investigation. A guy has an excuse as to why he couldn't have actually committed the crime of having sex with a child. I'll leave it at that. And as always, you can reach me right here at Chris at PredatorPodcast.com. I'll be watching and listening.